الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected viewers of Madanisha, we once again welcome you in our program, Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one verse of the Holy Quran. We talk about its historical background, the reason of its revelation, sabab of nuzul or shani nuzul, or you can call it the reason why was it revealed. Today we have selected a beautiful verse from the Holy Quran, that is from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 204. There are beautiful lessons to learn from this very verse of the Holy Quran, and it contains a historical background, inshallah. We'll find out what that is. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. As my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As it is the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi, intention of a believer is better than his actions. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has brought the very first hadith that is also regarding intentions. And part of that hadith, which is very famous, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. No doubt, our actions are based upon our intentions. So respecting views of Madanishan, we should always remember to make good intentions whenever we perform any permissible task, any good deed. And remember, the more intentions one makes, the higher the reward he can attain. We can easily multiply a reward by adding as many good intentions as possible for a particular deed or a particular permissible task. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. I urge you to ask your family members, children, kids, they can also come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this very short and brief program. And insha'Allah, end of this program, you'll be realizing how much you would have learned, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. You will also know what message is there from Quran for us in this very particular verse and what was its historical background. Now, without any further delay, let's find out which verse is that and listen its recitation first.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ.
Translation. Out of people, there is one whose speech captivates you in the life of this world, and he makes Allah a witness for what is in his heart. And yet he is the most contentious of rivals. And when he turns away, he strives in the land to spread discord therein and destroy crops and livestock. And Allah does not like discord. Respected viewers, regarding this verse, in Tafsir Salatul Jinan, it is mentioned with reference to Khazin, that this ayah was revealed for a particular munafiq. His name was Akhnas bin Shariq, who used to present himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he would talk very nicely, gently, softly he would speak, and he would claim to love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam and Islam. He would claim that he was a Muslim, but actually, in fact, he was munafiq, he was hypocrite. Apparently, he would show himself as Muslims, but in fact, he had destroyed the livestock of Muslims and had burned the crops of Muslims. Respected viewers, in this very verse of the Holy Quran, there are certain bad attributes, bad qualities which have been mentioned. Number one, apparently talking nicely, gently, being very soft-spoken. Number two, making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witness upon your wrongdoings. Number three, a person who creates discord, who creates fights and destroying people's wealth and maal. And when a person is given nasiha, a person is advised, a good advice is given, that person does not accept that advice. Instead, he becomes proud and he becomes arrogant and does not accept that advice. Respecting verse, although this verse was initially revealed about a specific hypocrite about whom we learned, it provides guidance for all people who have similar traits. In our society, many people appear to be polite. Apparently, they appear to be polite, well-spoken, and humble, but they secretly distort religious injunctions, create discord among people, and destroy families. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, there are certain individuals, there are certain characters within our society who are of such traits. Apparently, you would listen to them, they would be very kind, they would be very soft-spoken, very gentle, very nice, but this is not their true face. And secretly, they could destroy your aqaid, they could destroy your beliefs. Yes, nowadays we listen to anyone or we listen to everyone. No, we should only listen to Sunni Sahihul Aqidah Islamic scholars. Yes, because there are people who apparently look very well-spoken, very nice and gentle, but secretly they can destroy our aqaid, they can destroy our beliefs. And we also learned that there are such people who can also destroy families. They can create fights. Libase khizr mein ya sainkno rahzan phirte hain. Agar jeene ki khwahish hai to kuch pehchan paida kar. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to live, you need to have the true recognition of true and false, good and bad. This is very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we act upon whatever we learn from the teachings of the Holy Quran and Ahadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us faham, idraq, and understanding and intellect that we can differentiate between right and wrong. We can differentiate between true and false. We can recognize the haq and we can differentiate between haq and batil. This is very important. And we can protect our aqaid, our beliefs, and we can follow the true teachings of Islam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers, that's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting, informative episode of Background of Quranic Revelations. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.